Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves in the middle of Daf Yud Tet Amud Aleph, that's 19a, and we are at the Mishnah that's about halfway down. We have been talking about things that are permitted and forbidden on Chol HaMoed, and in our two previous recordings we talked about what writing you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed and which writing you're not. Now we switch back over to the topic of burial and mourning, which is going to be the topic for most of the rest of our chapter and Masechta. As we have discussed before, there is a particular relationship between mourning and a festival. In particular, when the Shiva period or the Shloshim period runs up against a holiday, the holiday truncates it, it cuts it off. And however, Shabbat does not work the same way. Even while someone does not observe mourning practices on Shabbat, certainly not publicly, Shabbat counts as one of the days of Shiva and one of the days of Shloshim, and the count continues after Shabbat going forward. That's the way that we paskin it. We're going to see how that is discussed in our Mishnah and our Gemara right now. Hakover et meto shlosha yamim kodem laregel, one who buries his relative 3 days before the festival, batla himenu gzerat shiva, then the gzerat shiva, the period of the mourning, the 7 day mourning period of Shiva, is batla himenu, is nullified. Now, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, this only applies if a person has sat 3 days of Shiva. As we'll see a little bit later in the Masechta, the first 3 days of Shiva are considered the Ikar Avelut, the main part of the mourning, or the 3 days of crying. And there's something that's a little more severe about the first 3 days of mourning over the last 4 days of the Shiva. So according to our Tana, if you had only sat 1 day of Shiva or 2 days of Shiva, then the Yantif would not truncate the mourning. It would simply delay the mourning, and you'd have to pick up the mourning again on the other side. This is how Rabbi Hananel explains it, that there would be a pause in your mourning. Days 1 and 2, let's say, would count. But then as soon as Yantif was over, you would start with day 3 again. It's only if you've done 3 days already that the Yantif will truncate it. We don't paskin this way, as we'll see on Daf Chaf. We see other opinions in the Gemara, which we end up poskening like, that even if you sit 1 hour of Shiva, and I have seen this happen, even if you sit 1 hour of Shiva, and then the holiday starts, the holiday truncates the Shiva. And our general opinion about this is that one's personal mourning gets interrupted by the nation's celebrating. So you don't have the right to mourn because of your personal sadness when the rest of Am Yisrael is celebrating the festival. And even though that's a hard thing to do, and a person, might not be easy for a person to do, that's the halacha. Okay. Shmona, if you did 8 days of mourning, so the first 7 days are Shiva, the eighth day begins the count from 8 until 30, which is the Shloshim period. Again, the Shloshim period includes Shiva within it. So after you've done the Shiva, you only have 21 more days to go or so in Shloshim. But if you hit the eighth day, so you've completed your Shiva and you've done 1 day of your Shloshim, batlu himenu gzeirat Shloshim, and then you run into a festival, it nullifies from him the period of time of the Shloshim. So, Mipnesha Amru, because the sages say, Shabbat Olah, Shabbat counts as one of the days of mourning, Ve'ena Mafseket, and it does not truncate the mourning. This is what I said in the beginning. Regalim Mafsikim, the festival days, truncate the mourning, Ve'ena Nolin, and they do not count as one of them. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer says, Mishacharab Beit HaMikdash, from the time that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Atzeret Kishabbat, we count Shavuot like Shabbat. Now the reason for this is because Shavuot is a shorter holiday. The Regalim themselves, Pesach is 7 days and Sukkot are 7 days. So they themselves are as long as a period of mourning. So your Shiva period isn't going to last through the whole Yontif anyway, which is a good enough reason to cut it off at the very beginning, but they're both seven-day holidays. Atzeret, however, is only a one-day holiday. Now, in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, you could consider it 7 days because you still had Tashlumin. You could make up the sacrifices of Atzeret for 7 days afterwards. But once the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, Atzeret is really a one-day holiday. And if it's one day, just like Shabbat, we would then treat it as Shabbat. In other words, it would count as one of the days of the mourning, and it would not truncate the mourning. You would still not publicly mourn on that day, maybe not even privately, it's unclear, but it would not interrupt or truncate the mourning. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Gamliel says, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim kiragalim. Rabbi Gamliel says on the opposite side that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur should be treated like Pesach and Sukkot, even though they're only one-day holidays, or in the case of Rosh Hashanah, sort of two, but be'emet, it's really only supposed to be one. Even though they're only one-day holidays, they should count like festivals. In other words, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur should also truncate the Shiva and the Shloshim, which is, in fact, how we paskin halacha l'maisa. V'chachamim omrim, and the sages say, lo k'divrei zeh v'lo k'divrei zeh. It is not like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and it is not like the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Ella, rather, atzeret kiragalim, Shavuot is counted like the other festivals, like Pesach and Shavuot. Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim k'Shabbat, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are counted as Shabbat. So in the end of the day, as we'll see later in the Gemara, we don't hold like the Chachamim either. We treat Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim also like festival days. Okay, the Gemara, five lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Amar Rav. Rav said, Gezerat Batlu, the period of time of the Shiva is nullified by the holiday. Yamim Lo Batlu, but the days are not nullified. So I think the simplest way to explain this, I like the way Rabbi Hanan explains it, which is that let's say you sat 3 days of Shiva and then Pesach hits. So all of Pesach you don't mourn. But as soon as Pesach is over, at the day after Pesach continues the fourth day of your mourning. So it doesn't truncate it, but it also doesn't count. There is also the possibility, as we'll see, that perhaps some of the nihugei avelut, some of the things that you have to do, are limited. In other words, as we'll see, there's an opinion in Bar and Tosfot that the only thing that's left after the holiday is the prohibition against shaving or taking a haircut. But all other things are canceled. But it's still not completely canceled, right? The full form of the Shiva or the Shloshim is canceled, but it is not canceled completely. A remnant of it still remains. V'chein amar Rabbi Huna, gzeirat batlu, that they got rid of the basic gzeirat of Shiva and Shloshim, yamim lo batlu, but the days themselves were not nullified. V'rav Sheshet amar, but Rav Sheshet says, afilu yamim nami batlu, even the days themselves were batel. And this is, I think, our immediate assumption, was that if the holiday truncates the Shiva and the Shloshim, that's it, it's over and done with. Both the days and the gzeirat are done. My time, what's the reason? My time, a yamim lo batlu. What's the reason why you might argue that the days are not nullified? And the reason is given is she'im lo gileach erev haregel. If the mourner had an opportunity to shave or take a haircut the day before the regel, asur legaleach achar haregel. He is still forbidden to shave after the regel. And if we're going to argue that they are forbidden to shave after the regel, even though the Yom Tov has truncated their mourning, then it sounds like the mourning still exists even on the other side of the festival. And so that's the reason to argue that it might be so. The other possibility for explaining this is that it is a special kind of a knas or a punishment. Since this person was able to shave before the Yom Tov and they didn't, so ordinarily what we say is the punishment for that, or the way that Chazal set it up, is that if you didn't prepare yourself to look nice for the holiday, we don't allow you to shave during Chol HaMoed. But in the case of this Avel, there would be a special punishment as well, that even after the holiday they weren't allowed to shave, they had to keep their Shloshim as if the holiday had not truncated it. We're going to continue this discussion going on to the next Amud. But we're going to stop here at the very, very bottom of the Amud and continue in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.